Perfect love, perfect mistake. I came from hell, I stayed away. By your plan, and I am bound. Lord, grant my feet on higher ground. I want to stay.
It's time once again for It's a Good Life. Please join us as Dr. Lewis Woodard teaches and preaches from the King James Bible. Our prayer for you is that this program will help lift you to higher ground with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Now, Dr. Woodard.
In our study of the book of Ephesians, we've gone through four chapters. Now, if you would like to go back and listen to some of these verses and chapters that we've gone through in Ephesians, you can go to one of our websites, lrwm.org, or itsagoodliferadio.com. Let me give that to you once again, lrwm.org, or itsagoodliferadio.com. Now you go to those websites and you'll be able to listen to these programs once again, these studies that we're going through, not only the book of Ephesians, but there's other studies as well that you'll find on those websites. Now, at the end of this program, you'll be given those website addresses again. And I would encourage you to go there because there's more on there than there's more there than going through the book of Ephesians and the book of Acts and so forth. There's much more on there that you can glean from. And it's the Word of God. And we can never go wrong reading, listening, and studying the Word of God. I would encourage you to go to those websites today. Well, we're going into chapter 5 of the book of Ephesians, and let me remind you, we left off the last time talking about forgiveness. We're to forgive others. Sometimes it's very hard when someone does something to us to say, I forgive you. But the Word of God is quick and powerful, and it tells me that I am to forgive those people who I'm taught to, who would despitefully use me or say something bad about me. I am to forgive those individuals. Now, sometimes we can't get close to those individuals who have said something or done something against us because they don't want us around them. But we can get things straightened up with the Lord. We can go to the Lord and say, Lord, whatever I've done, if I've done anything wrong, Lord. And sometimes we don't even realize that we've done something. And maybe sometimes we have not done anything. And that's when we need to take it to the Lord and say, Lord, I'm sorry. Please forgive me for doing something knowingly or unknowingly. Lord, I'm not sure what it is, but Lord, forgive me for that. And then what you need to do is pray for that brother or sister who has said something that you've done or that something is going on there. Forgive that individual and let God take care of the situation. Well, in Matthew chapter 11, verses 25 and 26, it says, and when you stand praying, forgive, if you have aught against any, that your Father also, which is in heaven, may forgive you your trespasses. But if ye do not forgive, neither will your Father, which is in heaven, forgive your trespasses. I remind you once again that we are to forgive those individuals who have something against us. Once again, it's a matter of letting God take care of the situation, but many times we need to go to the individual, and if they won't listen to us, we need to take it to the Lord. Now, when it's talking about if ye do not forgive, neither will your Father, which is in heaven, forgive your trespasses, that's not saying that a person is lost if he doesn't forgive someone for doing something to him or her, or vice versa. It's not saying that a person has lost salvation because of that. It's simply saying that our communion with the Lord, it's like a broken telephone line. We can't get as close to the Lord as we want to get if there's something in between there, if the line is broken. And so therefore, we need to forgive. We need to let God take care of the situation. Now, we are to forgive others, as Mark 11, 25 and 26 says, and remember, forgive, not to be saved again, but that our fellowship with the Lord can be unbroken. And then in Ephesians chapter 4 and verse 32, it says, and be ye kind one to another, tenderhearted, forgiving one another, even as God for Christ's sake hath forgiven you. And remember Colossians chapter 2 and verse 13. It says, "And you, being dead in your sins and the uncircumcision of your flesh, hath he quickened together." He's made alive together with him, having forgiven you all trespasses. The Lord Jesus Christ came and he gave his life for us that we could have communion with the Lord. And that's one of the byproducts, I would call it, of being saved on your way to heaven, is that we can actually have contact with heaven. We go to the Lord in prayer, we talk, we have communion, and we just talk things over with the Lord. I remind you once again that we talk to the Lord in prayer, and he talks to us through his word. We can't improve upon God's plan for us as Christians. We need to stay close to the Lord so that he can lead us and guide us into all truth. The Bible tells us that, that he will lead us and he will guide us. He sent the Holy Spirit to be our comforter, but also to be our guide while we're here in this life. The Bible teaches me that we have the Holy Spirit living within us, and as such, he is able to lead us and guide us through the Word of God. If you've never trusted Jesus as your Savior, I call upon you today to trust him, to have him as your Lord. Take him as your God. Realize that he was crucified, buried, and resurrected on that third day so that you and I could be saved and on our way to heaven. We don't have to wait to have everlasting life once we have trusted Jesus Christ as Savior. We have everlasting life right then once we've trusted him. Remember, God sent his only begotten Son into the world that we could have everlasting life according to John 3:16. We trust him as our Lord and Savior, and he comes into our life, into our heart, and that allows us one day to see him personally when we go to heaven to be with him. Another byproduct, and I keep thinking of these things, God brings them to my memory, we'll not only see the Lord when we get to heaven, the one who died for us and gave his life for us and rose from the dead, he suffered for us, shed his blood, we'll not only see him, but we'll see those loved ones who have gone on before, those people who have trusted Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. Maybe it's a mom and dad or a brother or sister, uncle, aunt, whoever it might be. It may be a pastor or a preacher that you've known for years, and that person has gone on to be with the Lord. We'll get to see those people once we get to be in heaven with our Heavenly Father, with our Lord Jesus Christ. Well, this just before we look in Ephesians chapter 5, let's pray. Father, I pray now that you would guide us and direct us as we study this book. Lord, it is your book, and we give you all the praise, all the honor, all the glory. We thank you today, Lord, for being you. And we thank you, Lord, that you're so good to us, that you allow us to approach you, that we can approach you. We can come to the throne of grace because we found grace in your eyes. Lord, it's for by grace that I've been saved. It's not of anything that I can do. It's not of my works that I'm saved. It's all because of you. You've done it all. And I thank you so much for that today. Now lead us, guide us, and open our minds and our hearts to the things you have for us in your book as we look in Ephesians chapter 5. Thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, verse 1 of Ephesians chapter 5 says, "Be ye therefore followers of God." As what? As dear children. Well, the chapter, this chapter, chapter 5, is actually a continuation of the practical exhortation started in chapter 4. And it consists of the following points or subjects. Let me briefly go through this. We're not going to read every verse that corresponds to what I'm saying here. I'll give you the reference, though. The first subject that we look at is the exhortation to be followers of God and to walk in love. This is seen in Ephesians 5, verses 1 and 2. And then we see the duty of avoiding the impure practices of the surrounding unsaved world, in other words, the people, and of wholly breaking off from the vices in which even they themselves had been involved with before their conversion to Christianity, speaking of here of the people at Ephesus in that church at Ephesus, this would be breaking off for them and for us as members of the body of Christ, getting away from those things. Don't be involved with the behavior. Don't act like the people of the world, those who have never trusted Jesus as Savior. Our behavior should be one that is bringing honor and glory to our Heavenly Father and our Savior, Jesus Christ. Well, the third thing that we see in this chapter is that the Apostle Paul cautions the people in the church at Ephesus, mainly against the use of wine and the carousing, which many times accompanies the use of wine. And he also exhorts them rather to engage in the activities that the Holy Spirit would, of course, encourage them to do and to give themselves to the services of praise and thanksgiving. That's a service to the Lord when we praise Him. We thank Him. How long has it been since you praised the Lord? How long has it been since you offered thanksgiving to the Lord, thanking Him for the things that He's done for you, especially the saving of your soul? How long has it been since you thanked Him for the breath of life that you have and the actual eternal life that Jesus Christ gave you as a free gift? Remember, we can never repay that, and we don't have to repay it because it was a free gift. For by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It's a gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. Thank God for His free gift. And the greatest gift that we ever received was the gift of Jesus Christ Himself. God sent Him into this world to save sinners. And Paul the Apostle said that he was chief of sinners. Well, he was a man that was greatly used of God, and if he's chief of sinners, what does that make me? I feel that I could never measure up to the stature of Paul the Apostle. Now, I do not worship him. I do not worship any man except the man Christ Jesus. I do not worship anyone, but once again, we need to keep on keeping on. We may not think we're worth much, but God thought we were worth so much that He sent His only begotten Son to die on the cross of Calvary for us. So go to the Lord and praise Him and thank Him on a daily basis. And, you know, the Bible says to pray without ceasing, so we can actually praise Him and thank Him constantly. It's a constant thing. We can praise Him and thank Him constantly without even opening our mouths. We can do that with our hearts. Now, another thing that we see here in Ephesians is that Paul exhorts the people to be in shared subjection. In other words, working together. And also in this section that I'm going to mention in Ephesians, it places on wives the duty of being subject to their husbands. Ephesians chapter 5, verses 21 through 24 talks about that. And then the chapter closes with a statement of the duty of husbands to love their wives. And this is illustrated by the love which Christ has shown for the church. And this is seen in Ephesians chapter 5, verses 25 through 33. If you do not know Jesus today as your Savior, let me invite you to do that right now. Admit that you're a sinner. The Bible says, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. And there's no other way that we can go to heaven other than getting Jesus Christ to take that sin from us. And the Bible teaches me that I have been forgiven fully of past, present, and future sin by the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. The Bible says that we're not redeemed with corruptible things of silver and gold, but with the precious blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Accept that blood today. In other words, trust Him to save you. Lord Jesus, I trust you. I know I'm a sinner. I can't save myself. Please save me. Come into my heart. I receive you as my Lord and Savior right now. It's a free gift, Lord, and I accept that free gift right now.
You have been listening to It's a Good Life with Dr. Lewis Woodard. We trust you have been blessed. More biblical teaching about the Christian life can be found by visiting our websites, lrwm.org or itsagoodliferadio.com. We would love to hear from you today. Our email address is life@lrwm.org. This is Doug Anderson reminding you that it's a good life serving the Lord. May the Lord bless you richly is our prayer.